Test 81, Section 3, Question 10. This says the statements, if true, support which one of the following? So this is a most supported question. If you differentiate between 10 and 12, it's whether they're saying the statements, if true, support which one of the following versus which of the following, if true, support the argument. So 10 is a most supported, whereas 12 was a strengthen. So, overhearing only one side of a cell phone conversation diverts listeners' attention from whatever they're doing. So it diverts people from what they're doing. Hearing only part of a conversation leaves listeners constantly trying to guess what the unheard talker has said. So you try to guess what was said. Listeners' attention is also diverted because cell phone talkers speak abnormally loudly. So pretty much it seems like it's supporting the idea that when someone else is talking on the cell phone, you'll be distracted. A. The risk that a driver will cause an accident is increased when the driver is talking on a cell phone. Well, we don't really know that, because even though that may be true, you might know that to be true in reality, but that's not proven by this argument. So when a driver hears a passenger in the driver's vehicle talking on a cell phone, that detracts from the driver's performance. Maybe. There's pretty good evidence of that, because it says it will divert attention from whatever they're doing, which in this case is driving. See, overhearing one side of a conversation on a traditional telephone does not divert. We don't know about traditional phones. People who overhear one side of a conversation inevitably lose track of their thoughts. We don't know that they lose track of their thoughts, just that it diverts some of their attention. And then conversing on a cell phone requires making more guesses about what one's conversation partner means than other forms of communication. No, it's not about conversing. It's about overhearing someone. And so therefore, answer choice B is our best one.